Cave of the Dark Wind by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson. Dear listener, a little while back we wrote a book called Peter and the Starcatchers. It told the story of what happened to Peter Pan before he was Peter Pan and how he became a boy who could fly. That book ended with Peter and his friends on an island with mermaids, pirates, and some natives who call themselves the Mollusk Tribe. Right now, Peter is off having more adventures, and we're writing another book about those. But while he's gone, exciting things are happening to his friends and his enemies on the island. We decided it would be fun to tell some of those stories in a book for younger children, like our own children. And so we wrote the book you're listening to now. We hope you enjoy listening to Cave of the Dark Wind as much as we enjoyed writing it. Sincerely, Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson. Chapter 1. A Bad Idea. 6 children, 2 girls and 4 boys, were toiling slowly up the side of a hill. It was a sticky, hot day on Mollusk Island, and the going was hard. The hill, steep and thick with jungle plants. The children swatted at big, ugly bugs that hummed and buzzed while looking for a landing place, and maybe a biting place. The air smelled of wet soil and decay. From the jungle around them came the screeches of monkeys and birds and other unseen creatures.
"How much farther?"
shouted Tubby Ted, who trudged along last in line. Tubby Ted was almost always last, except when the line was for food.
"Just a little more,"
answered Shining Pearl from the front of the line, where she led the way.